Before we learn the Mishnah Brura in Sif Aleph and Simen Reish Mem Dalet, let's just go over quickly the Loshon of the Mechaber again. Pesek Adam Perish Masne Imei Eine Yehudi Al Maloche. A person can make conditions with a goy about working. He should work for him. V'kaitzitz Domim. And they come to a price that he's going to pay him. That means there's a certain malacha, there's a certain job that this guy is going to do for him, and they make a price. So even though the guy is doing this in Shabbos, this is mutter. When the malacha is not mafusim, the guy is doing, he gave the guy clothing to wash, he gave him a car to fix. It is not mafusim, it is not known that this guy is doing this malacha for the Yid in Shabbos. So then this is permissible. The guy is doing it adaita denafshe. That means he was not told to do this at this time. He's doing it because he wants to do it now. So therefore the malacha is being done through the guy, for the guy. That means this is done in Shabbos, but the guy wants to do this in Shabbos. That is, if not too many people are aware that this malacha is being done. It's betzina she'ein makirim akel. We'll see soon the Mishnah Berurah. Avol im hoisa yidua mefusemes. But what if this malacha that the guy is doing, we have the same conditions, the guy does not have to do this on Shabbos, he was hired to do a certain malacha, and the guy on his own accord decided to do it on Shabbos for his convenience. Also, this is also shaharaya esaini Yehudi Isaac, because when someone will see that the guy is doing this malacha and it is mefusim, ainu yodeya shekotzatz, he is unaware that there was a ktsitze that the guy has to do a certain malacha and he can do it whenever he wants, and that what he's doing it in Shabbos because he's doing it for his own convenience. But a person who sees this will say, va'omer, he will say, shaplaini socha ha'eini yudi lasis le malacha b'Shabbos. He will assume that the Yid hired the guy to work for him. So the guy is working in Shabbos for the Yid, not adaita de navshe, he's working for the Yid. And since people will say this, there's a issa of maris ayin. Lefichach, therefore, apaisik imen eini Yehudi livnes lechatzeirei oikasoloi, if a person made up with a guy to build the chotzer or a kaisel, or to cut the tvu in this field, these are all things which people see. These are mefusim dikim malachis. Im hoisa hamalacha bimdine. So if the malacha was in the ear, oy besoich hatchum, or even though it's not in the residential area, but it's besoich hatchum. So a person walking in Shabbos could pass by this field and see how a goy is working in the field. So also loy laniach lasis loy malacha b'Shabbos. He is not permitted to let him do this malacha mipnei harayim, because the people that will see this she'einam yoidim sheposek, they are unaware of the agreement that the guy had made up to do this malacha And whenever the guy feels like doing it, and the guy is doing it on Shabbos, not for the Yid, not for himself, but people do not know this, so therefore this is also. Hago, vafilu im dor bein ha'enem Yehudim, even if the house that is being worked on is this Yid, this Yiddish house is in the Goyish neighborhood, so we don't have a chash of Marisayim, all his neighbors are Goyim, so we don't have this chash of Marisayim. Yesh lochosh lo'oichem ha'boim sham, but perhaps he might invite some guests, and the guests will be by him Shabbos, and the guests will witness how the guy is working for him. So there is achshad. Oy liv nei veisoy, or forget about the guests. The bnei bayis will see that the guy is working. Sheyach shedu oy se del be choyshed him, that he hired the guy to work for him. They will not believe or assume that the guy was hired, that the guy is a kablan and theoretically he can do whatever he wants, and the guy is doing this malachah on Shabbos because the guy wants to do it. They will be choshed him that the case is differently. So therefore this is also.
But b'diavad makor din, if the goy went ahead and did the work on Shabbos anyway, the yid would be permitted to get hanah from that malachah.
We're just speaking about if he's permitted, if he has to tell him to stop working. V'imhoisa, and that he says also lo niach lasis le malacha b'shabbos. V'imhoisa amalacha chutz l'tchum. We'll see later about this. It's right from poshet what you just said now. V'imhoisa amalacha chutz l'tchum. If this malacha was done chutz l'tchum, that means there no yid will find himself by that field. That field is chutz l'tchum ha'ir, so memele no one will ever see this. V'gam ein ir acheres b'seich tchum ha'ishal mokim sh'oisim b'ay malache muta. Then this is mutter, because there's no reason why it should be yosa. Me'iker adin, the guy is doing this adaita denafshe. So it's me'iker adin, it's mutter. The whole reason we assert is als maris ayin, but if it's chutz l'tchum, there's no maris ayin. Now before we see the Mishnah Brura, I would like to mention there's a machloikes Rishainim, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, and there's a third sheet also, there's a Ram. And with this we'll understand a little better the Hachros that we will find in the Mishnah Brura. There is a halacha, and we learned the halacha already, that if a person has a field, and he hired a goy to be an oris on the field, which means that the goy is working on the field, and he gets a percentage of the profit, so he's permitted to work on Shabbos. He's doing it for himself, even though the owner of the field is also deriving benefit, but that is irrelevant. Since the guy is working Shabbos in order that he should get more profit, so that's called the malacha is being done for himself, so this is mutter, and this is a halacha we had in Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Because that's arisus, that is right. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam built from this halacha another halacha. Nimeira kal v'chaima. The Rabbi Natam said, so what if I have a person who's a kablan? That means he has to do a malacha. There's no specific time when it has to be done. And he's doing it on Shabbos because he wants to do it on Shabbos. He's doing it, he's building a house for someone on Shabbos. Why is he doing it on Shabbos? Doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but he wants to do it on Shabbos. He was hired to build the house, and he can do it whenever he wants. Decides to do it on Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, if an oris is mutter, and when an oris does work on Shabbos, the yid is getting a benefit from this, because the work that is being done on Shabbos, he's getting a benefit. More tfu is growing on Shabbos, and he's getting a benefit. So he says, if a yid hired a kablan to build the house, and the kablan could have done it, there's 7 days in the week, and he decides to do it on Shabbos, the yid doesn't derive any benefit from this, that the guy is doing it on Shabbos. So he says, if an oris is mutter, a kablan is zicha mutter. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam paskin. That's the shitas of Rabbeinu Tam. He wasn't geiris marasayin. This is the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri is Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mechaber is the Shitas Ari. The Ri says, there's a tremendous difference between an Oris and a Kablan. An Oris, the people know that fields are rented, that people are Arisim on a field, and they work on the field. So there, if that's a normal procedure, so if you see a guy working in Shabbos, a guy working in Shabbos on the field, you know he's doing it for himself, because he's getting a profit. To build houses, sometimes there's a kablin, and sometimes he is hired by the owner to build the house for him. Who knows? He's the same guy. Who knows that this guy was hired from the owner, or this guy is a kablin? Who knows this? No one knows this. So therefore, the Ri was chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, how are you permitted to do such a thing? You can't compare this to an oris. An oris was a dover, rogel, that people knew that fields were rented out to Arisim. In building houses, you could have a schir yoyim, you could have a kablan. Therefore, it's also als maris ayin. There's a third shita which the Tosfos brings down, that also differentiates between an oris and a kablan. But this sheet is very interesting. This sheet is that the whole heter was by an oris, because an oris gets a profit in the tvuah that is growing. He gets a third, a quarter. So he looks like a shutif. It's called, he's doing it, that's called he's doing it for himself. But a person who gets paid this lumdus, if he's a kablan, or if he's a schir yoyim, if he's getting money, Chazal never differentiated. And Chazal, so maybe there's no difference between a kablan and a schir yoyim. So we have here three shittas. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a kablan is mutter, period. If he's a kablan, he's doing it for himself. The Ri said that he can't say a kablan is mutter, period, because people might think that he's a schir yoyim. And therefore, we will see soon in the Mishnah Berurah, if we live in a city, that this is only done through kablonis. That means a house is only built through a kablon. You don't find, it's not built through a schir yoyim. Every house is built with kablonim, not with schir yoyim. So there's a svara to say, afilu according to the Ri, it also be mutter. No, Ri was only chayish for marasayin. So that's tafke. If things are done sometimes to schirayim, sometimes to kablonim, we cannot rely, he is a kablon, because that's the truth, but people don't know this. But if the minik ha'ir is that these malachis are always done through kablonim, so memele it should be mutter. Thus, there's a meirde ketshuvis noide b'Yehuda. The noide b'Yehuda, there was a shaila. Someone had a leaky roof. Someone had a leaky roof, and it was bitter. Now, all the people, all the roofers who fixed roofs, were after Sukkot. they were going to go away till Pesach. They're going away, and they had their jobs. In Chalamoid Sukkis, they were in Prague. All the roofers were in Prague then, but after Chalom Moed Sukkis they're going to go away. There was a shaila that was given to the Noida B'Yuda, and this was the shaila. He has a leaky roof. If it won't be fixed in Chalom Moed, the whole winter will have a leaky roof, which is terrible, a tremendous hefset. The Noida B'Yuda did research, and he found in Prague there is no roofer which is a Schir Yoim. All the roofers in Prague are Kablonim. That means there's no such thing as a Schir Yoim. You go, every roof is a Kablon, they fix roofs, they do it whenever they feel like doing it on their own time. So the Noida B'Yuda wanted to be Mata. It's good. Terrific. But then the night of Yudu Asad. You know why he asked? Because we just learned Aloha. Maybe this person or someone will get an Oirach in Chalamoid who doesn't come from Prague. He comes from another city. And in the other cities, the roofers, you have roofers which are Schira Yaim also. So we can't rely that you're allowed to fix the roof in Chalamoid because in Prague everyone is a Kablan. This Eirich that's going to come in Prague for Chalamoid, maybe he'll come from a city that there are roofers which are Schira Yaim also. Because of that.
So because of the Choshev that would mabal the whole city.
What?
That's it. It's a
Dover Chosher. An we're afraid of the Marasayin of an Eirich.
One person.
That will see in the Mishnah Buddhist. That's his din. One person. We're afraid of Marasayin and finished.
So he couldn't do it during Chol.
That's why he didn't want to be Mata to do it Chalamoid. Unless he had a Psa. A whole dreidel. But the Pashtis, the Neide B'Yudah, did not want to be Mata like this. We went through, we have the Rabbi Natam that holds its Mutter. The Ri who asked, but if there's no Schir in whole Prague, there's no one that fixes a roof, that's not a Kabum. All the roofs are Kabum. But he says, that's in Prague, but who knows what's in the other cities. And if a Neirich will come in Prague, Chalamoid, from another city, there'll be a Marasayin. I'm just telling you how an Adam Godel looked at a Shaila. It's Chalamoid. Chalamoid. This is how an Adam Godel looked at the Shaila. And he didn't give a breita heta for sure. Okay, now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah.
But if he goes to the Kabbalah and says, fix my roof in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that we know he's going to town in 3 days, we know, but he'll have to come to Chalamoid and nail it.
What?
I didn't give the time for him to come. Come in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but if he's working for me in Chalamoid, it's bitter. It's Marasayin. It's no chilik when I zich he could do it some other time. And when the Kabbalah works on Shabbos also, I didn't want he should do it on Shabbos. He's doing it for his own benefit. He wants to do it on Shabbos. He wants to do it in Chalamoid. But there is Marasayin. So finish. So forget about it. We asked this is a Marasayin. We're saying he hired a Schir Yoim, which is also Midah Rabbanan. This is the simonim that we are learning. Okay, now we are up to Sivkot and Dalet and Mishnah Berurah. She'ein makirin akel. But it says, but if this malache that this kablan is doing, is betzinah, that means he's doing, he's washing clothing, he's fixing a car, this is betzinah, it's not mefusim, no one knows that he's doing, he's fixing a yid's car, so then it's muta. She'ein makirim hakel, this is what we were up to, that not everyone knows that he's fixing this yid's car, he's fixing it on Shabbos. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, Vafilu im ktsas yoidim shehim meleches Yisrael. That means this car, in this city, there are 10 people who know this license number, this is Yankel's car. The whole city, there's 50 Cadillacs. But Al Kaponim, 10 people in the city know from this license plate that this is Yankel's car. So from in Shulchan, and they're going to pass by on Shabbos, and they're going to see the guy that's working on Yankel's car in Shabbos. And this, the Mechaber Paskind, if She'ein Makirin HaKoil, if everyone doesn't know, that means there's a few people that do know, it's irrelevant. Vafilu, zok te Mishnah Berurah, afilu miktsas yoyin mishimalachas Yisrael shori. Vaaf al gab demavu lekamam bahagodi yesh lochosh lo'oichim. We're afraid by a meloche that's done with pilsam, fixing a house. We're afraid of one oirich that might come and visit him. Ubnei beisoi, the bnei beisoi sheyach shedu oisoi. Shom hi meleches mechuber, ostam mechuber, shein bolov nikra olov, ichmiru boi biyoise. So lecher, it could be the lumdus of the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. That means Chazal were consistent. If the meloche mitzad atzmoi is a meloche mifusemes, that means he's working on my house. So the meloche mitzad atzmoi is a meloche mifusemes, that he's working for me. Who will find out about it? One yid will find out about it. That's irrelevant. But as long as the meloche, mitzad the meloche that is being done is a meloche that is mefarsim, this is being done for a yid, that's also. Even though only one yid will know about it. But if mitzad the etzem meloche, a goy is fixing a car in his shop, mitzad the etzem meloche, you don't have to know that it's being done for you. So then, if the meloche mitzad atzmoi is not a meloche mifusemes, even though there are some people who can figure out from the license plate that this is being done for a yid, that they didn't ask him.
It's indoors?
Not indoors, a philosopher, but it's not mefusim.
This is a parking lot.
What?
There's 40 cars in there.
There's 40, yeah, but he's working in a parking lot, but someone that passes by mitzad dancing, fixing a car, no one will, it doesn't say atzol on the car, and it doesn't say bikachaylam on the car. So memele, so mitzad etzim meloch, it's not mefusim. No, there's the Eden who know his license plate. But since mitzad the etzim v'loch, it's not mefusim, then they weren't machmer. If rov people don't know. Mechuba means what?
It's attached to the.
This is a house, a wall, a chotzer. So people know he's working on my house, on my chotzer. So mameila. So then that's called mefusim lefikach. Lotzalayma. The stam mechuba v'keilu yodua amufusem mishishal Yisrael. If he's working on a property, and so people know it belongs to a yid. Afilu, people don't know exactly who the Bailam is. Gam keinosad yeshlochosh l'shcheinov the ashcheinim sheyoidim shushaloi v'yachshedu. That means as long as it's a meloche mefusemes, that means they're working on a house. So even though not everyone knows that this is his house, but the shcheinim know that this is his house. V'yachshedu sheschirayu liyamim. So that's awesome. So also a field is a davar mefusim. It's every notes. It's his field. Now we have a problem that it's mutter, and we're talking about marisayin by a field derech sode larisus ve'imkein. You see, you pass by the field, you see the guy working there, so the derech is that one hires an oris. If he's hiring an oris, he's doing it for himself. The shani hosom, In Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we were speaking about such a case. Someone rented a field to a guy, and the guy is working on the field. So he's not an oris, he's working on the field. So we said, even though people will not be aware that he rented the field, but people will be under the impression that he's an oris. And as long as he's an oris, that's permissible. So there's no matter sign. So over here, what's the problem? This person is not an oris, he's a kablan. But people will think that he's an oris. So as long as people think he's an oris, there's no matter sign. So he says, Deshani Hosam. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we were speaking about a guy rented a field. So, which is Zichemutta, he's working for himself. The Sheyachro Adovo, later they'll find out, after they harvest the crops, Yimotze Shekeinu, Sheeni Yudi Chaylik Papyrus. They'll see that the guy who was working on this field took the peiris, he took all the peiris. So Memele, so they thought he was only an oris. Later they'll find out the old field was rented. So there never was Marisayim. Avol Hoche, fine. They passed by, he was working every Shabbos he was working. They didn't have any tainus on the balasodem, mistomis, and oris. But later, when they harvested the field, and the balasodem took all the peiris, and the guy didn't take anything, or chein noida hadova, that he's not an oris. There is such a concept of one hires workers. Vafilu im minig ha'ir lisker b'kiboylis. Afilu there's a minig that there are kablonim who work on fields. Das hataz lahachmesh loy laniach leini yudi lasis besode b'shabes v'yontev v'chosh kein bebinyim bayis to build the house. That means, even though there is a minig in this mokim that kablonim are hired to take care of a field, and by a kablon there's no problem of these, it's called he's working for himself, not for the balasode. But since there are also Schiryoim, so there'll be Marisai. V'yesh shemakilim boze kesheminne kol ha'ir hu b'kiboyles. This is Ashitas Rabbi Keveger and the Prima Godem, that if the minig of the ear is that this work that's done, you don't hire workers, there's a kablan who comes and takes care of the field, so then it's mutter. That means the minute we are mevara, that the minig of this ear, this is not like the Neidibudah. Neidibudah said, but maybe there'll be another for another year. This is Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger brings down the Neidibudah. But Rabbi Keveger held la loche, if in this year the minig is, the minig is kabbalis, it's mutter. V'yesh mekilim bezek shminig kol ir hu bekabbalis. Now let's just skip over the brackets. We'll come to back in a minute. V'ayim bebir loche shebiyarnu. The besode yesh lismech al devrayim b'mokim hefsed. By a field, we can be mekel. Avol bebayis tzorech iyun im yesh lahokol bazem tu neged das kama poiskim v'ayim b'shari tshuvi b'shem noy deb yudasim in yud beis. Now, in Bira Aloche, the Bira Aloche said like this. There is a svore to say, by a sode, there's zicher a svore to be mekel if the whole ear the minig is kablonis, so there won't be marisheim. But so according to this, you can build the house also if that's the minig here. But he did not want to be mekel by a bias, only by a sode. And what is the difference? The difference is because by a sode there are others that hold people will be toile ba'arisus, not the way he mentioned before that, but they won't be toile ba'arisus because they see he's not taking anything. There's a svaras apaiskim that hold by a sode b'chlal there's no problem, because since there's the minig is arisus, so if he's a kablon it's all somebody. So by a sode, by a hefsed, the Mishnah Berurah took it on his shoulders, he can be makel. But a bias, which we don't have this svara, even though there's Rabbi Kebege, that's makel, Prima Godem, that's makel. There's a lot of poskim that are machmer, so he did not want to be makel. Yeah, by a house there's no arises. Yeah. By a house there's no arises, yeah.
Saying, but that would be, that's the one, because there's no...
That's the reason. Now, let's go back. V'kaboylis hudavke. Now, kablonis, which we said is muta. Davke k'shekola meloche hi b'kaboylis. That means everything is b'kaboylis. La'afuki imrak adricha levadei hu kablon. If the contractor is the kablon, Shara Messiah Derech Lesochem Lefomim Leyoim Vafilim Husochem Akel Bekablonis Kam Kenosa. That means if the Minika is Yezicha, hire a contractor, but the contractor tells the Bailam, listen, I need 5 Mexicans today, you take care of it. So, and then he could go and hire the 5 Mexicans. That means, so if the Minika is that the Bailam is also mishtatif to get workers, and he could get schira yoim, so then we lost that of kabbalas. But medina hainu besaycheir shekar medina lefomim hatchum shergilim ansheir lefomim leilach shemevin saych hatchum laniach. So he's not permitted to let a guy work on his field or on the house. Isa besayfa Chasidim Simen Shin Memches. Maise Bodem Echad Shesocher Eine Yehudi Livnais Beisei Bekablonis. Someone hired a goy to build his house Bekablonis, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. It's Mutter. Rabbein Tam held his Mutter. Vahoyo Ha'eine Yehudi Boine B'Shabbos. He built, he knows the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was Mutter, Kablonis. He... Vahoyu misramim olav. And people were tining it, building it, Shabbos. Veloichoshes lakach. Listen, you learn Shulchan Aruch, you'll see a kablon is mutter. Don't have any tainess, it's mutter, the guy died in the nafshe, it's mutter. Veloichoyu yomim uvotim shloi nisher hakarka loiloi veloilazah. He lost everything. So the Sefer Hasidim is telling us, we're playing with fire. So don't tell me Mika din akablon is mutter. It's not mesugul. Imdo ratzoloimer. But what if he lives michutz l'tchumeir? The gam einir acheres pesayich tchumay. Afilo hochi also the yeshlochus loichim the mikli legabe oichim will come to him. And the yachshedu and they'll be choishet him. Umar de mekilim lekamei michutz l'tchum einik sharak ha-malochi hisham avuhu ba'atzmai dor be'ir. So memele, so the malochi no one will ever see him. V'gamei niracheres v'uadin k'shedor shom eize yehudi b'soich ha-tchum shom malochi gam kein osa. That means if there's no city in the tchum, there's no city in the tchum of the field, but there's one person that's living in that tchum, so forget about it. Because of that one person who's living toich tchum, we have to be afraid this person might come and pass by and see the working on the Yiddish field, this marisayim. But if it's chutz l'tchum, mutter, the sulekim mishum marisayim. When the Yehudi, so there's no marisayim, when Yehudi ketorach, the guy that's working, but he day ketorach. Vehine, mitoich mashe nisbair bezeh hasif muchach. The also lisker eini Yehudi bekablonis. Now, let's talk a practical shaila, that you're not allowed to hire a goy bekablonis, Lefanes zivlei mechotzer, to take out the zevel from the chotzer, the garbage from the chotzer. V'oise boi b'shabes, v'hu misakin hechotzer b'zeh, v'hu b'chlau meleches mechubah. Now, we are speaking about bizman, we're speaking about this is a Mogen Avrom. We're not speaking about garbage cans at the present time. We're speaking about that there was zevel that accumulated in the chotzer, and you had to come and take out the zevel, and the zevel was mechuba to the chotzer, and by doing this in Shabbos, this is nichla meleches boine. You're being misakin the karka. This is an isa deraisa. Now there were garbage men that they could come whenever they came, and they came on Shabbos. So look to Mishnah Berurah. So if you learn this sif, it's also because it's mefusim, and even though it's kavlonis, it should be also. V'yesh mekaymesh enoygim hetel sochoy likach hazevel milchoyv av shoyse boy b'shabbes. Now in other places, the minig was that they did hire goyim, and they let them. And it seems the responsibility of the chelik of the street in front of the house, each homeowner was responsible to make sure that that chelik of the street was clean. Fine. So that's the rechayiv was part of the obligation of the owner of the house. There were mekaymis that goyim kablonim used to come on their own accord on Shabbos, and they used to go and clean the street. Because of, and this was Bisman the Mogen Avrom. So now we have a kasha. So what's the heta? The time on, so he said that the makor of this hanhoge is the bishal rabim leke cheshode. This is not, till now we're learning one person had a kablon working in his house, working in his field. So the bichoshet him. But here this is a whole community, a whole neighborhood, that the kablon comes on Shabbos and he cleans the streets. So memele, so since this is an undertaking of a community, we have a klal, the lek, the bishal rabim lekich shodim. You're not choshed that Arabim did an aveira. So memele, if this is being done for a community, so we will assume that some of the kablonim, a yochid, I'll be choshed. Maybe it's a schir yoyim. But if it's Arabim, I won't be choshed that they did something wrong. And mustame, it was done properly. Aber beschir yoyim pshita da'asa. The Achronim hisigo al taimim. The Achronim did not like this heter. But datem did not gemina bezeinim beram leyochid. So there's a bachloikis if there's such a heter bachlau. That means if there's a minik, he can be soymech on this. But to make a new minik, he wouldn't want to be makel. Ayin sham taimoy the yesh chilul Hashem bedover. There's a new problem of chilul Hashem uchvil kamei. Vehine afilu im noima the bishal rabim leke cheshode. We will name on this heter. Mikol mokim hiskim hamogen avrom she'ein lahate livnei space haknesses b'shabes bekablonis, to build a shul bekablonis. Now here you have a heter of rabim. This the shul is a community shul. It's not a private house. They're building a shul, and lechayre we have this heter of rabim. So the Mogen Avrom says it's still awesome. Why? Ki bizmanenu she'einu umesh cheneinu menichim l'shum odum lasis molochep v'hesi b'yoyim chagom ike chilul Hashem im naniach anachnu lasis b'yoyim Shabbos v'yom tov. Amar the Kizach, bizman the Mogen Avrom, Sunday, which was Goyish holiday, they did not permit a yid to do work. The goyim did not permit. So that is Sunday laws, finished. So the Mogen Avrom says, so if we are going to build a shul on Shabbos with goyim, So they'll say, no, see the difference between a Yid and a Goy. Well, it's a holy day. We won't permit a Yid to work on our holy days. And by them, so Mamela, there'll be a Chilul Hashem. אם נניח אנחנו לעשות ביום שבת ויום טוב ומכל מוקם כוס וכמה חיינים אם יש חשש חס ושלום שיזבטו לבניין בית הכנסת לגמרי, that means with all these חשבונות, if we won't permit the shul to be built on Shabbos בקבלונס, so the shul will not be built, מותר להניח ליהודי לבנות שהוא בקבלונס בבת שהיא מפורסם לכל שהוא בקבלונס.